Chocolate or an Indian Drink by Antonio Colmenero, translated by Captain James Wadsworth. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Chocolate or an Indian Drink. By the use and moderate use whereof, health is preserved, sickness diverted and cured, especially the plague of the guts, vulgarly called the new disease, fluxes, consumptions, and coughs of the lungs, with sundry and other diseases. By it also, conception is caused, the birth hastened and facilitated, beauty gained and continued. Written originally in Spanish by Antonio Colmenero. Translated by Captain James Wadsworth. To the Gentry of the English Nation. Sirs, the ensuing tract, I, many years since translated, out of the original Spanish, and dedicated to the Right Honourable Edward Lord Conway, etc., by whose noble patronage the confection whereof it treats, together with itself, were first admitted into the English court, where they received the approbation of the most noble and judicious those days afforded, since which time it has been universally sought for and thirsted after by people of all degrees, especially those of the female sex, either for the pleasure therein naturally residing, to cure and divert diseases, or else to supply some defects of nature, wherein it challenges a special prerogative above all other medicines whatsoever. The author thereof was one Antonio Colmenero of Leedsma, who sometimes lived in the West Indies, where it is very much used, and held in great esteem until this day, as also in Spain, Italy, and Flanders, and admired by the most learned doctors of all those nations. As for the name, chocolate, it is an Indian word, compounded of eight, as some say, or as others, edel, which in the Mexican language signifieth water and cocoa. The noise that the water, wherein the chocolate is put, maketh when it is stirred in a cup, until it bubble and rise unto a froth, and may be called in English a compounded or confectioned drink. The confection itself consists of several ingredients, according to the different constitutions of those that use it, the principal of which is called cacao, a kind of nut or kernel, bigger than a great almond, which grows upon a tree called the tree of cacao, containing in it the quality of the four elements, as will appear in the following discourse. The virtues thereof are no less various than admirable, for, besides that it preserves health, and makes such as drinks it often fat and corpulent, fair and amiable, it vehemently incites to Venus, and causes conception in women, hastens and facilitates their delivery. It is an excellent help to digestion. It cures consumptions and the cough of the lungs, the new disease or plague of the guts, and other fluxes, the green sickness, jaundice, and all manner of inflammations, opilations and obstructions. It quite takes away the morphew, cleanses the teeth, and sweeteneth the breath, provokes urine, cures the stone and stanguary, expels poison, and preserves from all infectious diseases. But I shall not assume to enumerate all the virtues of this confection, for that were impossible, every day producing new and admirable effects in such as drink it. I shall rather refer to the testimony of those noble personages, who are known constantly to use and receive constant and manifold benefits by it, having thereby no other aim than the general good of this commonwealth, whereof I am a faithful member, and to be esteemed as I really am. Gentlemen, your affectionate friend, to love and serve you, Don Diego de Vadesfort, Westminster, December 20th, 1651. The translator, to every individual man and woman, learned or unlearned, honest or dishonest, in the due praise of divine chocolate. Doctors, lay by your irksome books, and all ye pettifogging rooks, leave quacking and enucleate the virtues of our chocolate. Let the universal medicine, made up of dead men's bones and skin, be henceforth illegitimate, and yield to sovereign chocolate. Let body baths be used no more, nor smoky stoves, but by the whore of Babylon, since happy fate has blessed us with chocolate. Let old Punctius grease in his shoes with his mock balsam and abuse, no more the world, but meditate the excellence of chocolate. The Dr. Trigg, who so excels, no longer trudge to Westwood Wells, for though that water expurgate, 'tis but the dredges of chocolate. Let all the Parcellinian crew, who can extract Christian from Jew, or out of monarchy a state, break all their stills for chocolate. Tell us no more of weapon salve, but rather doom us to a grave. For sure our wounds will ulcerate, unless they're washed with chocolate. The thriving saint who will not come within a sack-shop's bowsing Rome, his spirit to exhilarate, drinks bowls at home of chocolate. His spouse, when she, brimful of sense, doth want her due benevolence, and babes of grace would propagate, is always sipping chocolate. The roaring crew of gallant ones, whose marrow rots within their bones, their bodies quickly regulate, if once but soused in chocolate. Young heirs that have more land than wit, when once they do but taste of it, will rather spend their whole estate than weaned be from chocolate. The nut-brown lasses of the land, whom nature veiled in face and hand, are quickly beauties of high rate by one small draught of chocolate. Besides, it saves the monies lost each day in patches which did cost them dear, until of late they found this heavenly chocolate. Nor need the woman longer grieve who spend their oil yet not conceive, for 'tis a help immediate, if such but lick of chocolate. Consumptions, too, be well assured, are no less soon than soundly cured, excepting such as do relate unto the purse by chocolate. Nay more, its virtue is so much, that if a lady get a touch, her grief it will extenuate, if she but smell of chocolate. The feeble man whom nature ties to do his mistress's drudgeries, oh, how it will his mind elate if she allow him chocolate. 'Twill make old women young and fresh, create new motions of the flesh, and cause them long for you know what, if they but taste of chocolate. There's near a common council man whose life would reach unto a span, should he not well affect the state, and first and last drink chocolate. Nor e'er a citizen's chaste wife that ever shall prolong her life, whilst open stands her postern gate, unless she drink of chocolate. Nor doth the Levite any harm, it keepeth his devotion warm, and eat the hair upon his pate, so long as he drinks chocolate. Both high and low, both rich and poor, my lord, my lady, and his, with all the folks at Billingsgate, bow, bow your hams to chocolate. Don Diego de Vadesfort. To the author. Great Don, Grandee of Spain, Illustrissimo of Venice, High and Mighty King of Candy, Great Banshaw of Babylon, Prince of the Moon, Lord of the Seven Stars, Governor of the Castle of Comfort, Sole Admiral of the Floating Caravan, Author of the European Mercury, Chief General and Admiral of the Invisible Fleet and Army of Terra Incognita, Captain James Wadsworth. The Allowance of Melchor de Lora, Physician General for the Kingdom of Spain. I, Dr. Melchor de Lora, Physician General for the Kingdom of Spain, at the command of Don John de Velasco and Acebedo, Vicar General of Madrid, have seen this treatise of chocolate, composed by Antonio Colmenero of Leedsma, which is very learned and curious, and therefore it ought to be licensed for the press, it containing nothing contrary to good manners, and cannot be but very pleasing to those who are affected to chocolate. In testimony thereof, I have subscribed my name in Madrid, the 23rd day of August, 1631. Melchor de Lara. The testimonial of John de Mina, doctor and physician to the King of Spain. I, John de Mina, physician to His Majesty, and one of the Council General of the Inquisition, have seen this treatise of chocolate, composed by Dr. Antonio Colmenero of Leedsma, by command of the Supreme Royal Court of Justice, which containeth nothing contrary to good manners, and the subject, if very learnedly handled, and with great judgment, and no doubt, but it will give much pleasure and content to all those who are affected to chocolate, and therefore may be printed, and in confirmation of this truth, I have hitherto subscribed my name the 17th of September, 1631. John de Mina, Doctor in Physique. To the reader, the number is so great of those who in these times drink chocolate, that not only in the Indies, where this kind of drink hath its original, but it is also much used in Spain, Italy, and Flanders, and particularly at the cure, and many do speak diversely of it, according to the benefit or hurt they receive from it, some saying that it is stopping others, and those the greater part, that it makes one fat, others that the use of it strengthens the stomach, others that it heats and burns them, and others say that although they take it every hour, and in the dog days, yet they find themselves well with it, and therefore my desire is to take this pains for the pleasure and profit of the public, endeavouring to accommodate it to the content of all, according to the variety of those things wherewith it may be mixed, so that every man may make choice of that which shall be most agreeable to his disposition. I have not seen any who have written anything concerning this drink, but only a physician of Marchena, who, as it seems, writ only one by relation, holding an opinion that the chocolate is stopping, because that cocoa, the principal ingredient of which it is made, is cold and dry, but because this one reason may not have power to keep some from the use of it, who are troubled with opilations, I think fit to defend this confection, with philosophical reasons against any whosoever will condemn this drink, which is so wholesome and so good, knowing how to make the paste in that manner, that it may be agreeable to diverse dispositions in the moderate drinking of it, and so, with all possible brevity, shall distinguish and divide this treatise into four points, or heads. In the first place, I shall declare what chocolate is, and what are the qualities of cocoa, and the other ingredients of this confection, where I shall treat of the receipt set down by the aforesaid author of Marchena, and declare my opinion concerning the same. The second point shall treat of the quality which resulteth out of the mixture of these simples which are put into it. In the third place, the manner of compounding, and how many ways they use to drink it in the Indies. In the fourth and the last place, I shall treat of the quantity, and how it ought to be taken, at what time, and by what persons. End of part 1.